flat's arched windows were all iron-rimmed, and a large, brightly polished brass plaque was set in the wall next to the double doors. The cab pulled to a halt in front of its curving stone stairs. "Looks like old Dominic Kavanagh is doing all right for himself," Reuben said as they climbed out. He handed the driver a guinea, with a sixpenny piece for a tip. Syrinx's stare could have cut diamond. "Old Dominic was one of the best. Boy, did we have some times together. He knows every pub in town." Reuben wondered who his bravado was intended to reassure. "Exactly how long ago was this?" Syrinx asked as they walked into reception. "About 15 or 20 years," Reuben offered. He was sure that was it, although he had a horrible feeling that Dominic had been the same age as himself. "That's the trouble with crewing a void hawk," he thought, "every day the same, and all of them squashed together. How am I supposed to know the exact date?" The reception hall had a black-and-white marble floor and a wide staircase leading up the rear wall. A young woman sat behind a desk 10 yards inside the door, a uniformed concierge standing beside her. "I'd like to see Dominic Kavanagh," Reuben told her blithely. "Just tell him Reuben's back in town." "I'm sorry, sir," she said. "I don't think we have a Kavanagh of that name working here." "But he owns Drayton's Import," Reuben said forlornly. "Kenneth Kavanagh owns this establishment, sir." "Oh. Can we see him?" Syrinx asked. "I have flown all the way from Earth." The woman took in Syrinx's blue ship tunic with its silver star. "Your business, Captain?" "As everyone else, I'm looking for a cargo." "I'll ask if Mr. Kenneth is in." The woman picked up a pearl handset. 8 minutes later, they were being ushered into Kenneth Kavanagh's office on the top floor. Half of one wall was an arched window giving a view out over the river. Broad barges were gliding over the smooth black water as sedate as swans. Kenneth Kavanagh was in his late 30s, a broad-shouldered man wearing a neat charcoal-grey suit, white shirt, and a red silk tie. His raven-black hair was glossed straight back from his forehead. Syrinx almost paid him no attention at all. There was another man in the room, in his mid-20s, with a flat, square-jawed face and a mop of pale copper hair combed into a rough parting. He had the kind of build Syrinx associated with sportsmen, or, more likely on this world, outdoor labourers. His suit was made from some shiny grey-green material. The jacket's left arm was flat, pinned neatly to his side. Syrinx had never seen anyone with a limb missing before. "You're staring," Reuben warned her, as he shook hands with Kenneth Kavanagh. Syrinx felt the blood warm her ears. "But what's wrong with him?"
"Nothing. They don't allow clone vats on this planet."
"That's absurd. It forces him to go through life crippled. I wouldn't wish that on anyone."
"Medical technology is where the big arguments rage about what they should and shouldn't permit, and whole-scale cloning is pretty advanced."
Syrinx recovered and extended her hand to Kenneth Kavanagh. He said hello, then introduced the other man as "my cousin Gideon." They shook hands, Syrinx trying to avoid eye contact. The young man had such a defeated air, it threatened to drag her down into whatever private misery he was in.
"Gideon is my aide," Kenneth said. "He's learning the business from the bottom upwards."
"It seems the best thing," Gideon Kavanagh said in a quiet voice. "I can hardly manage the family estate now. That requires a great deal of physical involvement."
"What happened?" Reuben asked.
"I fell from my horse. Bad luck, really. Falling is part of horse riding. This time I landed awkwardly, took a fence railing through my shoulder."
Syrinx gave him an ineffectual grimace of sympathy, unsure what to say. Inone was in her mind, its presence alone immensely supportive. Kenneth Kavanagh indicated the chairs in front of his pale wooden desk.
"It's certainly a pleasure to have you here, Captain."
"I think you've said that to a few captains this week," she told him wryly as she sat down. "Yes, a few. Can